We're learning Maseches Yuma, Daf Yodzayin Amud Aleph, and we're starting the second line from the top of Yodzayin Amud Aleph. We had a stira between Maseches Tamid and Maseches Midos. In Maseches Tamid, it said the Lishkas HaTeloim was, in Maseches Tamid, it says Lishkas HaTeloim was in Sfoinis Maravis. That means there was these four chambers open to the Beis HaMikid, on the right side of the Beis HaMikdash, and the Tzafa means all the way to the right corner, all the way to the right, is the Tzfonis Maravis, in the front right of that box of four, it was the Lishkas HaTlamis, the Mishkas in Masechtas Tamid said it. Masechtas Midas, it said Lishkas HaTlamis was the Maravis HaRamis, Maravis HaRamis, which is in the south side on the west, southwestern side, which is when you're facing the Heichel, it's oriented to the back, but to the left of the four, of the four rooms. So it's a stira of two things. So Gemara answered that it's taka stira, and one of them Mishnah is Midas Lezmi Yaakov. Now Gemara say different tarets, that's not a stira, the two Mishnahis, they are exactly the same. This lishka was a longer than a regular lishka. It wasn't like just like four even boxes around the base of Maikid. This one was longer, and it wasn't next to either wall. It wasn't next to the wall of the Tzafoin or the Darim. It wasn't next to the wall. So therefore, the Asim et Tzafoin is Chazle et Darim. If you're coming from the north, and you're walking towards the base of Mikdash from the north, so then it looks like that room is in the Darim. With the Asim Adarim, when you're coming from the south, Mischazulei B'Tzafen, it looks like that room is in the Tzafen. So that's why it's not a stira. One of the Amos says it's in the Darim, it's in the south, because he's coming from the north. It looks like it's in the south. The other one the Amos says it's in the north because he's coming from the south. But where is it really? Mustavra, the Maravis Daraimis Havai. Lemaisa, it was in the Maravis Daraimis. That means on the Tzafenis there was another Lishka. On the Tzafen side. It was Taka moved away from the wall a little bit, but this corner one was in the corner of Maravis Daraimis. That's really what it is. What's the Raya? We have to bring a Raya, and that's where it is. So the reason is because there's other Lishkas in the Mishnayis also. And the other, when I handle the Lechem Aparim Lishka, in the Lechem Aparim Lishka, the Tamid, the Mishnah and Tamid only tells you where the Lishka of HaTeloim was. It doesn't say what other ones were. But in the Midas Mishnah, it does say clearly that the Lechem Aponim was the Mizrachis Sefinis. So let's get that into our mind, that the Lechem Aponim was the Mizrachis Sefinis, which means, the Ramis Mizrachis was where Lechem Aponim, which means the Ramis Mizrachis, which means it's the southeastern corner. Which means, in the box of four, it's the first one you encounter when you're walking into the Azara, that's the first corner one. That's where this Lechem Aponim was now. Now, where was the Lechem Aponim according to the Mishnah and Talmud? We don't want that to be a stira either. So, the Gemara asked, there's a stira really. But my, I mean, there's a Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim. There's a stira Lechem Aponim, why? Because in the Mishnah and Talmud, it's counted as number four. If you look at the Mishnah and Talmud, it says, Lishkas HaTalaim. Next it says, don't say where it is, but it says Lishkas HaChasamos, Lishkas Beis HaMalkad, and Lishkas Oysim Balechem Aponim. So, if you go, let's say, counterclockwise, you'll counterclockwise, so you have to always just figure out where is this? Where is the Lechem Aponim? So Lechem Aponim in the Mishnah Talmud is the second one. It says Lishkas, is the fourth one. Lishkas HaTlam, Lishkas HaChasamos, and Lishkas HaMalkad, and Lishkas Lechem Aponim. And it starts from the Tzlo'im. The Tzlo'im, it says, it's Sfoinis Maravis, okay? So let's get that. Now, how do we have a first, not a Mishnah Midas says that it was Doremis Mizrachis. So there's a stira with a Lechem Aponim, with a Lechem Aponim. It's Mishaninon, Omar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Mark Chosh Derech Amin, or Mark Chosh Derech Smal. So before we, the Mara brings out the Raya, let's just cheshbon this out, okay? The Mishnah in Midas is definitely going, you're turning to your right when you go from room to room. Because there it says exactly where every room is, and we're going to figure it out, go one by one. It says, Lishkas HaTlam is my Ravis Doraimis, which is the, my Ravis Doraimis, which is the, we said Dara means the south and the west, which means it's the room that's closest to the Azara and closest to Kodesh Kodashim, that corner. The next one, which is the Ramis Mizrachis, is the Lechem Aponim, which means you're going around counterclockwise. Then the next one says Mizrachis Tzfonis is the Gonzo Bei Chashmonai, which is Lishkas HaSamos. And the next one is Sefonis Marabis is the Yardin Beis Atfila, which we call the Beis HaMikud. So you're going counterclockwise. So if you went counterclockwise by the Mishnah in Tamid, it would land up, the Lechem Aponim would be on the in the wrong place. Why? Let's say the Lishkas HaTalaim is in, let's say the way it works out, it says in that Mishnah where it is, Tzfoinis Maravis. So if you start with Tzfoinis Maravis and you go counterclockwise, it would land up in the Tzfoinis Mizrachis, the Lechem Aponim. And that's not where it is over here. Here it's in Deraimis Mizrachis. So it's a stira of two things. So the Gemara answers that the Mishnah in Tamid is going derech smoil, which is clockwise. Look, counterclockwise is derech emin, because you go to your right back around, and clockwise is smoil. Going clockwise is smoil. So if you go clockwise, so then we're going to answer the stira. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, if even the Mishnah Tamid, when it says it's in the tzaf and it's really in the daraim, we understand that if you go clockwise, the Lechem Aponim will end up in the same place as the other Mishnah, which is in the Mizrachis. Because if you go from the Daraim to the Tzafain, to the Mizrach Tzafain, to here, to Mizrach Daraim, you land up exactly the same place. But if the Mishnah in Tamid meant literally that it meant it was in the Tzafain, then the Lechem Aponim would land up with the Lishkas HaTalaim is according to the Mishnah Amidus. But Lishkas HaTalaim is the Mishnah, which would be a stira. So again, so see, the Gemara says, Marin Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, Mashin Amor Ahurid of Yeshua, Makhash Darach Amin, Makhash Darach Ismail. So Yamit Bishlama, Bimai Rav is the right Miss Havai. If you say the room was, they both agree that the room was my Rav is the right Miss, which means in the south, the front of the Beis HaMikdash to the south, to the left, Havai, Hainim Taras, Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim. Then we ask Lechem Aponim, Lechem Aponim, because according to the Mishnah in Midas, we're going counterclockwise, so that's what the second one is Lechem Aponim, which is in the south and the east. And according to the other Mishnah, we're going the other way around, and since it's the fourth one, it lands up both the south and the east. But Eli Amris Tzfainis Maravis, but if your starting point is Tzfainis Maravis, Lishka Tzlam is Tzfainis Maravis, and since the fourth one is Lechem Aponim, you didn't ask Lechem Aponim, because Lechem Aponim lands up being in the Deraimis Maravis. So it'll be a stira still. So you have to say they both agree that this room was in the same place. And the Taka Maravis Deraimis, even according to the Man of the Yama, the Talmud, it says Tzfainis, just means if you're coming from the Daraim, it looks like it's in Safa because it's moved over. But really, it was really in Daraim, and therefore, if you go around the fourth one, Lech Aponim, it's the exact same thing like the Mishnah Midas. Moshe, you got that? Okay. Freitim Marakasha. So now it says that the Mishnah Midas is going to your right. The Mishnah in Talmud is going to your left. Now, we know that in the Beis HaMikdash, any time you turn a corner, you go always to the right. So why in the Mishnah in Talmud is it saying you go to your left? You always go to your right, which is counterclockwise. So that's Africa where I'm doing avoida. Here, it's Mishnah is telling you which lishka is what. That is no makpada and big derechimin. It's not a cheshbin, so therefore there's no akpada to tell you to go derech derechimin. Derechimin is only a din in the avoida, not in the cheshbin of the Mishnah. So, just want to make sure everything's very close. One Mishnah, Stira, one Mishnah says that the Lishkas HaTalaim, the Lishka of the sheep, was in the north, and one said it was in the south. And we have a Stira. So, one Tarot before was Lezav Yaakovi. But now it's not a Stira. Even the Man D'Yoma says it's in the north, it's not really the north. It's really the south. Just on the way to coming there, it looks like it's in the north, because it's not next to the wall. And the proof to that is because we want Lechem Aponim not to be a stira. And if it's in the south, then you can answer that the Lechem Aponim are in the same place. Just depends which way you go around. You're going around to the right or to the left. But if it's the starting point, according to the Mishnah and Talmud, was the north, then the Lechem Aponim will land up in the southwest, which is not going to stim with the Mishnah and Midas. That's just a proof that's how it is. There's actually another kasha here if you want to figure out the other lishkos. There might be a problem here. I didn't see a chitzok, but it's too much for the for the shir to get into the cheshbonis. But that's how it is. That's what Agmar says. That's the cheshbon in Agmar.